Let's talk draft. Oh, I can hear you. Yeah, thanks for joining us. Hey, you're a popular guy these days. What can you say? So yeah, if you're in your main screen there, you need to go hit the hit the gear. Yeah, hit the gear just to the right of the Rebirth title. Yep, and then you see draft results. Okay, so yep, top billing. A1 headline. Who is it? Best keeper. I think that's a separate, that's gonna be a separate subject. I think I mean, as I'm finding my real answer, I'm noticing, I mean, I don't know if it's a cop out. I really, really liked the Chubb pick at number one. I don't know if it's the best pick in the draft, but I think it was a smart pick that went against convention in mocks at least. But I do think that was a smart move. I was getting him in mocks every now and then at eight. I would say probably between 6 and 8 normally. I think Justin Fields in the fifth could end up being a candidate for this spot. Yeah, I don't know if there's any steals at tight end. I don't see that. Like I said, Justin Fields, I think, is a great value where he got drafted. I think Justin Herbert's also got a potential to finish higher than a lot of people drafted ahead of him in that just murderer's row of quarterbacks at the end of the second round. That was just super strange. It will not shock me if Justin Herbert finishes above Joe Burrow. I don't know if it's the best pick. I'm just saying it's a good value pick for where Joe Burrow is going. I mean, that's 8 or 10 high value picks in between them for a guy I think who could finish higher. Fantasy After Dark, unscripted. I Yeah, you can at least validate the running quarterbacks that early. I don't know if you can validate the pocket passers. I tend to agree. I don't know why he's being drafted as the top quarterback in the draft, but There he was all the time. Correct. And I don't see it. Yeah, I think Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson. I think the yeah, the running quarterbacks. He's yeah, back at the 11th. And I didn't get him until what, the 11th round? Yeah. Yeah. So Mahomes, so it's like, how do you have a quarterback going first overall? Well, and Pacheco should be higher draft pick than he is too. I don't know why they don't want to get more. You'd think so. I mean, Jerick McKinnon is not bad, but he's also injury prone. So, but I mean,
yeah, I think that string of quarterbacks there, if we're talking about worst pick, of course I exclude any picks that I've made as a worst pick.
I mean, he's playing fine though. With Pacheco and Cook,
it's a pretty bad pick. If we're talking about bad picks, I wouldn't say it's the worst pick necessarily, but I mean, you have Stevenson, and then Belichick finally has two running backs that are halfway decent when he's getting Zeke, and so it's.
You think Zeke's still halfway decent?
What Dan Wood was saying during the draft: never pick a.
Mike Williams, I think that was good. That was good value, for sure. Yeah, for as good as I think Justin Herbert's going to be, I think he's going to carry a lot of players. Yeah, I mean,
Allen, Jackson, Fields, I feel like are on a similar level.
Yeah, they may lose a bunch of games, but I think he's going to score a bunch of fantasy points.
Okay, so my thing with that is, I think Fields is decent value there. I don't think he would be one of the best picks. I think all those other quarterbacks were just too overrated. It makes him look like he stands out there. But him going there with Kittle, Terry McLaurin, DeAndre Hopkins, and Kamara, I think I get that much value. I don't think that's, he stands out above those guys, really. But
that's fair.
Yeah, I think as soon as Jalen Hurts went, I think people started freaking out. Mahomes and Allen were going. I guess it was more Mahomes, Allen, Hurts. As soon as Joe Burrow went, then you knew shit was getting real. But again, yeah, Lamar Jackson. We'll see. I hope so too, because he's fun to watch when he's good. I mean,
if you put up another year like that, I just think he's trending. They're trending to not the greatest end.
Yeah, I didn't think Joe Burrow went early.
It was early, but I don't think it's the worst pick.
I don't remember seeing anything just egregiously bad during the draft. I think Tua was overdrafted for his health concerns. I mean, it could go either way. You know, he could play three games and look stupid. Or if he plays a full season, then he could ball out.
Well, that's how I feel about Mike's pick with Taylor. Like, drafting Taylor in the third round,
okay,
looks dumb now, but if he starts playing, then it could be the best
only
decision.
That's pick if he never plays, which he might not. Like,
right.
I'm going to say with Le'Veon Bell, he doesn't get cold here. So, man, that could be the worst pick. But
so, yeah, I think it's in the running, but also, like, when you come back to the fourth round, who knows? I mean, I know Dan and I wouldn't have taken him, so two people.
No.
You guys think Bryce Young is a potential quarterback? Like franchise quarterback?
I mean, he hasn't looked great in preseason.
The Tua injury thing is what maybe, especially like the same blunder build for an NFL player.
mean, I think they need to put a better team around him to make him successful than the guy right now, for sure. Like, I don't see him putting the team on his back. Yeah, Fields is jacked. Bryce Young's not jacked. Yeah, Bryce Young's 5'10". 5'10". Justin Fields is 6'3". Yeah, Bryce Young's a tiny dude. He's like they were. Yeah, they were talking about him and Drew Brees, but not being as good as Drew Brees. Yeah, so I don't see a bunch of like heinously bad picks. I think Odell Beckham in the ninth is a mistake. I think he's washed. I think leaving Jahan Dotson on the board and like that's. It's just early. It's a fine pick. Yeah, it's just crazy early. So in the eighth round, when you took the Niners defense and you had one running back on your roster that was going to play week one, it was probably not the smartest pick, I guess was the point. It can be a smart pick in a vacuum. So Samaje Perine could be could he's I mean no, but you waited long enough that you're not going to find those this late, but you at least need somebody to put in that spot, I guess. Yeah, I mean, you definitely have skill like coming down. I mean, and getting you picked up the I guess now starting running back for the Colts, which is smart. Like you'll get them, and then as soon as your starter comes back, they're useless, and you drop them. That's fine. So, like if you'd gotten Jamal Williams to. Number one defense in points per game last year. I would think that it would be. Yeah, I really have no idea. Eagles. I really have no idea. Yeah, what team had the best? Niners? I mean, it's gonna be people who are drafting high now, so. Oh. It could be the Cowboys. They led the lead in turnovers. Is it the Cowboys? Oof. Bills? They had some big point games, like weirdly. Yeah.
We're talking
Which is, I mean, which is okay, because like I said, he'll play until Taylor gets back. But because for the first 4 weeks, he's not Jonathan Taylor. It's not a bad pick necessarily. It's just it's a longer term pick, obviously. And if you picked up Jamal Williams, who's a talented running back and is now the starter until Kamara gets there, like you've hedged your bet, and then you get the late round value. But I'm just saying, like, I mean, as of right now, your starting running backs are Ramondre Stevenson and Devin Achane. However you say, I don't even know how to say his name. Against, yeah, against like people's, you know, like right out of the draft starting team, all healthy. I mean, you did. I mean, they're at least people. They're both at least going to get some work on their teams, I guess. More.
Round or two later. But you could have gone in the 10th round and gotten Jamal Williams or Jahan Dotson or Zay Flowers or. Well, I guess there's no running backs there that help you.
I wouldn't say anybody is hands down, no. Think he's a decent team. I don't have a lot of faith in George Kittle, and I do think his running backs are a little weak after CeeDee Lamb. Or wide receivers, whatever I just said. Yeah, wide receivers. Yeah. I think that's going to be a just a run first team, and they're going to have a lot of either he's going to be in to block a lot or something, or he's off the field, somebody else blocking, but you might be. Mean, I do think that MJ Norman was probably my favorite initially coming out of the draft. I think Bijan and Tony Pollard as your top two running backs is super strong. Josh Allen, obviously, I think he's going to score a bunch of points. Think Barkley's going to have a good. I just don't know how Pittsburgh's offense is going to look. I mean, they were good, not great, and sometimes not even good for a lot of the season last year. I mean, we'll see about that. I really want Joe Mixon. I just think being on a high octane offense in general is better. And I was really shocked and really, you know, ashamed for Jacob Sullivan for leaving Harris and taking Joe Mixon. Like, I thought you were a fan, but you know. I was pretty happy with it. Yeah, well, like I said, that was a round one pick or a week one pick for sure. We'll see if how they do, but yeah, I think.
I think my favorite team off the bat is Torrey's team. I mean, he's got running backs that
Good.
Pascal Cook has me as James Cook, so
Good, not great,
I stand
though.
corrected. But I feel like the fact that he got Geno Smith as his number one quarterback is gonna be the killer. So maybe not. I retract my previous statement.
Well, and all those backs, I think they are going to be limited by their team's offenses. I don't see any of them being strong teams in general. Like, I think Houston's going to struggle with Stroud. I think the Rams' best days are behind them. I mean, I think even Davante Adams is here. Actually, I don't know about Davante Adams. Well, I mean, yeah, he's only gotten that team for running backs. Yeah, I think he's gonna make a big step forward. Silliman. I don't super. I mean, Don's team's not bad. I don't know if I'd put it in top three. Mark Andrews was good value where he got him. Fields was good value where he got him. His running back. Yeah, I mean, yeah, JSN's a big is a wild card. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Gabe Davis does this year. Because, I mean, he's had some big weeks, but he's also not. And they got Duncan Kincaid now. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. No, I'm telling you, MG Norman's in that top tier. You wait. Still waiting to hear Steve's name. Still waiting to hear Steve's name. Still waiting to hear Steve's name. Definitely don't have a chance. Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see how Jaxon Smith and Jigba does. I mean, I don't think they're going to be a pass-first team, so you know, with Tyler Lockett and what's his face, that giant specimen of a man. DK Metcalf. I just don't know how many targets they're going to be up there to go around with Kenneth Walker toting the rock. So we'll see. He's washed. Keeper. I mean, he's calling a sleeper, but yes. Best keeper. I think Ja'Marr Chase is a candidate. I'm a homer, but I think Chris Olave is a candidate. I mean, Chris Olave was going like mid-second, back into second, and he was kept in the seventh. That's dirty value. Waddle, I mean that's a good keeper. That's good. Yeah, you can't get away from Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, he was going like top two overall to get mid third. Yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't know about Kyle Pitts. Like I said, it wasn't a ton of value. There's not a lot of value there. Like, there's a chance you get him there. I did. Yeah, I think with Calvin Ridley on that team, I don't know how you, Christian Kirk, there's got to be a ceiling on his production. I don't know how many people they can support. I think George, well, I don't know. George Pickens in the eighth. It's an eighth round pick. Like, you can't hit on that too much. But I think his ceiling is capped by his quarterback, I guess. I was trying to look at the keeper costs. I was looking at the keeper costs and to see if anybody should have been capped that wasn't. I don't see a lot of, like, why didn't yous. I don't know. Deshaun Watson, the 11th for Torrey would have been nice. 11 is pretty late for what who could be good. He may not. I am. I mean, that's the last thing I have to base it off of. So I don't know what else to base it off, you know. Devontae Smith in the sixth could have gotten kept. You didn't do that? Oh, no, you did do that. That's a pretty good keeper. I like that. Yeah. I don't hate that. Tony Pollard. I think. Actually, I changed my answer because Tony Pollard's the best keeper. He's going to be a top five running back in the league. Book it. Book it. Book it. Fourth. Like second half of the fourth. Yeah. For who I think is going to I mean, seriously, I said it here first on this podcast. I think he outscores Eckler. I,
Allen's on it.
yeah. Yeah, you get the second best quarterback, could be the first. You've got, yeah, two super good caliber running backs. Calvin Ridley's gonna get peppered with targets, so is Waddle. Chris Godwin's kind of weak, but Njoku, I think, could be a good value pick. Dotson, I think, is gonna break out this year. Yeah, I think he's got a good team. But yeah, Tony Pollard. Yeah, 2,000 yards this year. Easy. I did note that as I've been singing the praises of MG Norman, I play in week one, so yay me. Yeah, as far as best next year's keeper. I would say Sam Laporta is a strong possibility. Say Richardson's a strong possibility. Yeah, the tight end that Torrey drafted. I mean, it's going to be a 10th round cost, and I could see him being a Hockenson. I could see his ADP being the Hockenson range next year. I think Romeo Dubs could be a good keeper next year. Really depending on how Jordan Love plays, because who knows? You can, but you can. He would end up paying fourth round for it. Rookies in 13, 14, I don't see. And except Bryce Young. I also don't know who Marvin Mims is. Oh no, Marvin Mims is a rookie. Yeah, Marvin Mims is a rook. Rashawn Johnson's a rook. Yeah, really, you're just wrong. Yeah, Tajay Spears is a rook. You're super wrong. So, anyways, I think. Yeah, he got bad juju. He's got bad juju around him. He's got bad vibes. I think he's gonna. Yeah, I will. I would bet you $10 he gets suspended again before the next season starts. Well, he does a lot of Josh Gordon shit, so. Watson's going early. Five, probably, usually. He was getting mocked in five a lot. Where'd he end up going? I don't see him. Okay.
5.6.
Yep. Yeah. Which is crazy. Him at five and Dubs in the 12th. It's well, and shoot, Bryce Young. I mean, Bryce Young's first overall in the 13th. I mean, listen, I agree. I agree. I'm just saying. Yeah, I agree. I personally agree with what you're saying. I'm just saying that if they are good, he could end up being the best keeper Because then you're getting, yeah, a great quarterback at 11. Yeah, some of the quarterbacks could end up being that. I think I also think some of the like the ninth, you know, the Zay Flowers, those kind of people, like he's a rookie who could have a great season. He could go way early next year. Yeah, that's about it up there. Maybe Dotson, depending on how good Sam Howell is, but like who could be just a crazy breakout at crazy value? Year t yeah, year two. Right. I mean, yeah, it really is going to depend on how Jordan Love does. He's got to stay on the field first. Also, didn't he hurt his hamstring? I just, hamstrings on wide receivers scare me. I mean, I'll go back to what you were saying, Mike. I mean, Michael Thomas, if he can have Michael Thomas again, he could be the best wide receiver in the league. You know, but. Yeah, I mean, well, Derek Carr's a gunslinger. I mean, like, he throws the ball, he's not afraid to sling it. And I'm just saying, he went in the ninth round. Like, there's a chance he ends up being a, you know, top 15 receiver this year that you get in the ninth. Yeah, well, and he's also come back from his, and he blew his knee up. Like I don't, you know, that old having a big knee injury like that, that's different than Mike Thomas is just a little bitch. Like he's not actually hurt. Yeah, I don't. I mean, even Treylon Burks has a chance too. He was a high draft pedigree. It's his second year. Wide receivers always make a big leap second year. I think Treylon Burks could have a really good season. I mean, D Hop's there, but you know he's got to fall off at some point. He got traded for pennies, so it doesn't bode well for him. Traded or cut, whatever they did to him. Well, it's quarterback, but and I think they're still going to be.
Jones went way too late. I would put him top 12 quarterbacks.
He got dropped on the waiver wire.
It's because he's white.
I know. If I didn't get Herbert in the third round because I panicked, I definitely would have Daniel Jones on my team. If I was able to draft Darren Waller, I would have both. But, well, I guess that doesn't make sense with how I drafted. But regardless, moving on to the final point. Looking ahead, just if nobody adjusts their lineups right now, the top scorer looks like it's going to be a lot of people's 122, but we're looking at
Vegas.
The Ducks being the leading scorer.
No, Billy Vegas, what are you talking about? Billy Vegas in at 124.
All right. I didn't scroll up high enough. Okay, yeah, Billy Vegas. Everybody's scoring over 100, though. No. Mike's scoring the lowest.
But I could see, I could see Vegas scoring highest first week. Fake news.
In sleeper league history. We won't break sleeps like I'm this. I know that you like to do that, but if we're talking scoring, I've scored the most points. Where has that gotten me? Nowhere. But for the record, I score a lot of points.
Yeah, set of teams in garbage time and they suck. I'm also trying to win the other weeks too, though. I don't know about you. I'm trying to do both. I don't know about you. I'll tell you again, I think it's Norman. Norman has Bijan Robinson going against Carolina week. They got Josh Allen playing at the Jets. That's not a great matchup, but it's the Bills. Calvin Ridley playing at Indy. Indy sucks. Tony Pollard running on the Giants. Giants suck. Like, they got a chance to score a lot of points that week. So that's my pick. They got Jahan Dotson at Arizona. Oh, and Arizona's coming to them. Even better. I mean, I think Josh Jacobs running on Denver for you is not great. Garrett Wilson at Buffalo, not great. Herbert at Miami should do well. Madison on Tampa Bay should be a good. Billy Vegas. No, I don't have Tyreek Hill. Olave's in the top two. Who? Yeah, those are the top two. I see what you mean. Yeah. I think I have a good team. I think I'm top three, but I do think Billy Vegas is. It all goes. Yep. I'm taking Billy Vegas. Steve?
I'm gonna take myself. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. I had a good draft.
Of course you would.
I'm gonna do well. You know, everything plays out. My team's gonna make the playoffs. And I'm gonna get that championship that my stats say I should have, but
since we didn't
if I act like the historical Vikings, then I'm fucked.
Since we didn't do the ninth round sleeper pick, should we do a bet you versus Dan Wood? I think Dan Wood will have better record than
Oof. I think so too. I take that bet.
Is that really what you bet? Are you just saying that?
I mean, what are we talking? $10?
I'll have better than you for sure.
I'll play Dan Wood. Someone needs your money.
Yeah, every little bit helps. So ordered. I have one last question. Who is the number one pick next year? First overall.
First overall pick next year.
Nostradamus. Mike? Bijan? That was gonna be my pick. Damn. I think Saquon Barkley. Easy. Sure. Bottom bin. My answer is easy. Oh, it's gonna be Milkshake Teddy. It's only a matter of time before he plays some bye players. Yeah, I'm just going with numbers. I could also switch if you want him because I got a second runner up. With the best keeper, yeah. Beef train. I think beef train running backs are weak. I think running back depth gets real testy when you need it most. Well, you only need one of them. Listen, Beef Train has weak running backs, and they got three wide receivers rostered, and one of them is Michael Pittman, who's going to be worthless because the Colts are going to suck. That's a team that's going to run into depth issues and be real bad down the stretch. Boom.
Beef Train, Milkshake Teddy, Def 10 Great, and Monster Mike.
I'd like to do another bet on that.
Caboose. So the bet should be you finish outside the bottom four. Yeah. Do you? No, you got to finish outside the entire. Yeah, that's called doing it. Any given Sunday.
Thursday, Monday, sometimes Saturdays.
I mean, the odds are not
possible. Yeah. And you don't have Kelsey and Hill, so I don't think it's going to happen. You need both those guys to perform the way your team's been performing. You have neither of them. No, you have one of them. That's my bad.
No, Steve Williams hasn't played. I do remember that, but that was like 10 years ago. No, DeMar Hamlin. Right,
well,
anyways.
I think we've sufficiently covered the draft. Lots of things going on, lots of just predictions and us guessing what's going to happen. We're going to find out this week. Dan Wood and I will talk about it next week. Maybe we'll have a guest on at some point. Tonight. Hopefully he'll come back and join the podcast. We can revisit some of these takes that we did week one. But otherwise, thanks for being a guest on the first episode post draft. We'll have you back at some point, maybe by the time it's impossible for you to win or if you steal the deal, but we'll see what happens. But otherwise, Dan Wood and I will be here next week. We'll see if anybody wants to come on as a guest, but thank you for listening to the Rebirth podcast. Rebirth again in 2023.
Gross.